Good morning, everybody.
很高兴啊，今天天气那么冷啊，大家还很准时的来哈。
I'm happy to see everybody. Today is pretty cold, but you all got here on time.
Okay, 我们先念开经记。
We're gonna recite the verses for the beginning of the sutra.
无上甚深微妙法。百千万劫难遭遇，我今见闻得受持，愿解如来真实义。
The unsurpassed, profound and sublime Dharma is difficult to encounter even in a billion eons. Today we see, hear, receive and uphold it, vowing to fathom the true meaning of the Tathagata.
跟大家介绍一下缘起，为什么会讲跟大家介绍坐禅真啊。
I'm gonna briefly talk about it while I'm here to sharing this admonition on Chan practice.
禅华法师是我们的监院，他是安排我们礼拜天演讲的法师。当他说 Dharma teacher 没有办法的时候，他自己人也不在的时候，他说问我可不可以。
长华法师 is the 法师 in charge arranging all the lectures on Sunday. She's not here on today, so she needed somebody to give a Dharma talk, so she approaching me.
我忘了介绍 Mina 是我们今天的翻译啊。
I'm the translator today.
那我们长华法师是我们的 director 监院。
长华法师 is our director of the Chan Meditation Center.
那我当时一听的时候，我都是找短的，像八大人觉经啊这种很短的，或者普门品啊。我觉得讲长的啊，要准备的时间比较多，讲短的啊，所以我就挑了坐禅真。
Because this is only one lecture, so I was looking for something short. This is a very short verses, and so that's why I picked this.
它只有98个字。
There's only 98 Chinese character.
大家知道《心经》几个字？找玄奘大师的翻译的是260个字。
Do you know how many characters, we're talking about Chinese character in the Heart Sutra? If we follow the translation by Master Xuan Zhuang, it's only 256 words.
260 words. 那坐
This verse is only 98 words, but only 20 sentences.
而且做20句里面呢，它又是格句对。
And on top of that, this 20 sentences, they are in the style of a poetry called couplet, but it's not exactly couplet, it's every other couplet.
那等一下来跟大家介绍什么叫格句对啊。
We're gonna explain the meaning of every other couplet later.
那另外还会挑坐禅真的另外一个原因，就是我在很多年以前的时候，在人生杂志看到过师父解释这个坐禅真。
Another reason to pick this verse is because many years ago, I saw Shifu's writing to explain about this verse in a Life magazine we publish. And so I'm very interested. That's why I want to talk about this topic.
那个人生正式的翻译叫 Humanity.
It's the correct translation of this magazine. It's called Humanity.
那师父解释的那个意境我很喜欢啊。
I really like the way 师父 explained about this whole verses and the states and of this whole verse. I really like it.
今天呢，我就是不加一点自己的东西，就介绍师父的在《人生杂志》上，后来也在《禅修精华》里面一个末照的里头也有刊登出来的。
So today I'm not gonna use my personal explanation. Only follow 师父's explanation on the Humanity Magazine, and then also later on 师父 published Silent Illumination books, and my lecture is all gonna based on those writings and lectures.
每次在看师父的书的时候，就很感恩，我们师父是真的大善知识。
Every time I read 师父's book, I'm really grateful, and 师父 is such a good knowing advisor.
那在坐禅真最后的，其实弘智正觉呢，他是要介绍一个人开悟他的一个境界。
The author of this verses is Master 弘智正觉. He really want to introduce after the state after gain enlightenment.
而且也是一个末照的境界。
And also is the state and of a silent illumination.
那等会跟大家介绍一下末照跟末照禅。
Later, I'm going to talk about it. What is a silent illumination? And what is the Chan practice of a silent illumination?
虽然只有20句哦，后来我发觉，因为师父讲，每次讲坐禅真的时候都跟禅修连在一起，所以呢，不能够只有光介绍坐禅真，还要介绍一些有关末照的方法。跟修行的方法，所以今天也会先跟大家介绍这部分。
Even though this verse is only 20 sentences, but I cannot only explain this 20 sentences. And I need to talk about, introduce what's silent illumination and what's the practice of a silent illumination.
那我也是用师父的一本书，就是中文的叫《证严法师》。教末照禅里面第23页到第35页里头揭露的，那这本书呢目前没有英文的翻译。
I'm going to base on 师父's book and Master 圣严 teach silent illumination practice from page 23 to 35. This book is only in Chinese and there's no direct translation in English yet.
那假如对英文有兴趣的，可以看这本的英文翻译叫《如月映空》，它的英文是叫这个。
If you interested about the method of a silent illumination, and you can read this English book, it's called Illuminating Silence.
还有《无法之法》，也是介绍末照禅的方法。
Another book is The Method of No Method.Both books are introducing the method or practice of a silent illumination.
那我现在很快的把末照禅啊，它是一个禅宗的一个术语啊，是一种禅定的一种修行方法，是用坐禅的方式来进行的。
Now I'm going to talk about what is the Chan practice of a silent illumination. This is really a special turn of Chan.It's a way of a practice to practice meditation and using meditation the method to practice.
他是弘智正觉禅师啊，是朝洞宗的代表性的修行方法。一讲到末照，大家就知道这是禅宗朝洞宗的修行方法。
This is Chan practice of silent illumination. It's invented by a master 弘智正觉. It's the representative practice method of a Cao Dong lineage.
那一听到话头呢，就知道这个是临济宗的。
So the moment when you hear silent illumination, you know it's coming from Cao Dong's lineage. And the moment you heard about Hua Tou practice, you know it's coming from Lin Ji lineage.
那莫照禅呢，它的系统可以追踪到般若学跟止观。
Silent illumination, Chan practice of silent illumination, the origin actually starts very early. So we can go back to see the study of Prajna and Vipassana.
那东晋的时候，慧远以召集这两个字来概括禅修的方法。
Back in Dong, East Jin Dynasty, Master Hui Yuan used illumination and stillness, these two words, and generalize this practice method.
还有一位深造，深造是鸠摩罗什的一个大弟子，他有个《般若无知论》里头也讲到般若以召集为他的主要的用法。
Master Sen Zhao, which is the disciple of Master Kumarajiva, and he wrote a Prajna Shastra. In that, he explained Prajna is using illuminating and stillness as an essence of the practice.
那弘智正觉呢，他用莫照明跟坐禅僧来介绍这种修行的方法。
Master 弘智正觉 used silent illumination inscription and admonition on Chan practice, these two to introduce this type of practice.
那莫照明呢，也可以从禅修精华里面的莫照找到师父的解释。假如大家对莫照明有兴趣的话，也可以看这本莫照这本中文书啊。
So if you're interested in silent illumination inscription, so you can found it in this book, and also this is also only in Chinese. This book is called Silent Illumination.
那什么是默呢？
What is silence?
就是自己的内心跟外面的环境不会被，就自己不会被内心或外面的环境受到影响，让心保持安定的状态。
What is silence? Silence is your internal state, your internal mindset is not going to be affected by outside environment. Always let the mind keep in subtle and tranquil state.
那什么是照呢？
What is illumination?
照就是很清楚知道自己内心跟你的环境的变化。
What is illumination? Illumination is clearly aware and self-internal state and then the environment. All the changes are happening in the internal state and then the environment.
那1月4号长华法师还没有回来啊，他要我继续跟大家做介绍，我就想到日本道元禅师他以止观打坐来介绍默照。
On January 4th, Changhua Fa Shi is not back yet, so I'm going to introduce Master Dao Yuan, which is a Japanese Chan master, and he teaches silent illumination and using just sitting, and his method is just sitting to introduce this method.
所以到1月4号再跟大家介绍这个止观打坐跟默照的关系啊。
So on the January 1st, I'm going to introduce that one. So I'll come back to listen.
那他的名字也叫坐禅僧，他就是根据弘智正觉的这篇坐禅僧，他自己写了一个坐禅僧，模式也一样，也是20句。
So Master Dao Yuan He himself wrote another admonition on Chan practice. He's based on the Master Hongzhi Zhenjue's 20 sentence, similar kind of style. He's basing on this verses, and he wrote his own verses.
那刚刚有提到大会中高跟弘智正觉啊，大概介绍一下。
Before we talk about another master 大会中高 ，and also we talk about Master 弘智正觉 ，we're gonna briefly introduce these two。
弘智正觉呢，他是1091年出生的，可是1157年就过世了，所以他在我们娑婆世界活了67年啊。
Master 弘智正觉 was born on 1091. He passed away on the year of 1157. He only stayed in the Saha world for 67 years.
那刚刚提到话头的大会中高呢，他是1089年到1163年活了75岁。
Master 大会宗稿 he was born on 1089 and passed away on 1163, and he lived for 75 years.
所以可以知道大会宗稿年纪比弘智正觉大啊，可是他过世的比较晚。这个跟等一下跟大家介绍他们两个的关系有关哈。
You can see that 大会宗稿 was born earlier, is older than 弘智正觉 and even live longer than 弘智正觉. Why I'm bringing this out? And that actually will bring out our story later between these two.
南宋的时候呢，禅风就有一点偏薄，他们因为着重于口头禅跟文字禅。
In South Song Dynasty, and people using method is become erroneous, and people are not really practicing Chan by saying, and they emphasize using words to describe Chan, and then using mouths to describe Chan. So it's really not practicing.
所以那时候大会宗高就提倡话头禅，那弘智正觉就提倡坐禅的默照禅。其实默照禅平常也可以用，可是他特别强调就是还是要有打坐的基本功。
At that time, 大会宗稿 and advocate 话头 practice, and Master 弘智正觉 and advocate silent illumination practice.But through sitting meditation, he emphasized on sitting meditation.
弘智正觉的他并不是只有教人，他自己也以身作则啊，好，都也很用功啊。他根据记载呢，他是静夜不明不眠，与众为坐，就是一整夜都不睡，跟大众一起打坐。
Silent illumination is not only being used in the sitting meditation, you can use it during the daily life. Master 弘智正觉 and not only teaching people how to use this method, and also he used himself as an example and practice and very, very hard. And from the scripture and describe him,And whole night he's not sleeping, and but he's doing the sitting meditation with all the practitioner.
那另外他跟大会宗高的有一段也蛮有意思，大会宗高话头的，我就今天还在跟 Mina 讲说修话头的可能个性比较直哈，所以大会宗高呢那时候就有批判默照禅是野狐禅。
大会宗稿 and Master 弘智正觉 they have a very interesting stories, and people like to practice 话头, practice, and a lot of time their personality is straightforward. So because of that, and 大会宗教, Master 大会宗教 at that time criticized Master 弘治正觉, you know, you're always sitting, and so whoever practice with you, it's like they really practice in wild fox chant.
是石头泡冷水。
It's like you are stone soaking the cold water and going nowhere.
弘治正觉从来都不会跟他回嘴啊，就说你讲的不是这样，他说从来都没有。
The matter of fact, Master 弘治正觉 never argue back whatever the criticism coming from 大会宗教, Master 大会宗教。
所以当弘治正觉在1157年过世的时候，他就要他的弟子去请大会宗高为他送行。
The matter of fact, and the year of 1157, when 大会宗高 passed away, and he before that he make sure his disciple need to invite Master 大会宗高 and to come to his funeral.
那可以见啊，禅师们其实他们的心啊是相应的，表面上好像大会宗高在批判，可事实上它也是一种提醒啊。
So from this story you can see between the chan master, their mind actually is really in accordance to each other. On the surface and they criticize Master 大会宗高 criticize him, but deep down, their minds really in accordance to each other.
也可以证明弘治正觉对大会宗高所讲的话，他没有把它放在心上，他一点都没有挂碍，所以他走的时候还是要请他来主持。
And also, you can see that, and when master criticize each other, it is really the reminder, and you can also see from Master 弘治正觉, whatever the criticism is given from Master 大会宗高, he's not holding any grudges against him, and there's no any hatred attachment, so he makes sure he come to his funeral and send him the last time.
那等一会看那个坐禅真的时候，你可以知道，我们大家都可以知道弘治正觉他的中文造诣很高，那个字很简单，可是他包的含义啊，讲的东西是很深入的，很细微的。
So later on, when we look at the admonition on chant practice, you can see Master 弘治正觉 and his verses is really beautiful, and also it's including a lot of detail.
弘治正觉的默照禅法是以明心见性为他的目标啊。
Master 弘治正觉的silo illumination method is using enlightenment mind and see the nature as the goal.
心跟性等会再多琢磨一下。
We're going to talk about more in detail about the mind and nature later.
那以默照为他的一个方法，一个手段。
And silent illumination is the practice.
那以坐禅为他下手的那个点。
Using sitting meditation as an entry point.
所以在禅宗史上呢，默照禅他有他独具的一个风格哈。他自己会成为一个自己有他自己的天地啊。
Therefore, in the Chan history, silent illumination Chan is very unique. It's a very unique establishment. It's very unique practice.
因为默照禅的关系呢，所以朝洞宗的禅法呢，它的继承跟发展啊，就更为就是在他的思想体系上他是更为完整跟丰富啊。另外他在实践上有更为通俗化简单，所以对以后的禅宗的那个基础啊是打下了他的基础啊。
Because the practice of a silent illumination, and make it the Cao Dong's lineage and in the theory in reach and complete and in the thinking process in the thought system. Also in the practice, in the real practice, and Cao Dong, because silent illumination make a Cao Dong practice is more popular, more simplified. So because from the theory and from the practice, and it established very solid foundation.
我们的师父呢，圣严师父呢，刚刚好就跟这两个传承接上轨啊。
And our 师父 Master 圣严 and himself has this two lineage.
那师父他早期修行的时候，他的着力点是化头禅啊。
In the earlier age of a Shifu's practice, and he using a Hua Tou practice to gain power.
那在闭关的时候，六年闭关的时候，师父呢，在前面有一本师父的小册子上面提是泥是莫造的禅法，可是在这本书上，师父说他修的就是莫造禅。
In Shifu's six-year solitary retreat.And there's a smaller booklet in the front, and the author said he was using some methods similar to silent illumination. But in this book, and Shifu himself described, he used the method he used is silent illumination.
所以大家知道师父的传承话头是跟哪一位老和尚？
Do you know Shifu's lineage?Hua Tou, where he follow, which master he follows?
林元老和尚。那个曹洞呢？哦，对啊，这没搞错哈。
Just want to make sure, and everybody knows this. And so, Shifu's teacher for Hua Tou lineage is the Master 林元 and.师父是silent illumination 的 master he learned from is Master 东初。
那所以师父，你看我们禅中心的中文名字叫什么？所以师父刚刚来的时候呢，他是知道话头的，到后来才大概1980几年的时候才开始指导默照。
You can see from our Chan Meditation's name, and there's another name called Dong Chu Chan Shi. So you can tell Shifu's lineage. So Shifu in the beginning, he was using a Hua Tou practice. Only after sometime after 1980s, and he started using teaching silent illumination.
那师父自己在书本里头提到哈，他这两种禅修的方法对他自己来讲是有很大的利益跟效果，所以师父自己也在教这两种禅修的办法。
From many books and Shifu wrote, and he also stated that, and from practicing these two methods, he gained a lot of benefit. So therefore, himself is teaching these two method of practice.
那另外一个问题就是，大家想想看，默照就是默跟照，那为什么把默放在照的前面，而不叫照默呢？
Okay, next I want you to think about this and contemplate this. Silent illumination. We always say silence, then illumination. Why don't we call illumination silence? Why we call silence illumination?
我们一般的人啊，都知道自己在做什么，这个就叫做照。
Ordinary people, most of the time, we know what we're doing. This is called illumination.
假如你不知道你在做什么，那就不叫人，对不对？
If you don't know what you're doing, you don't really call a human being, right?
所以我们知道我们在吃饭，我们在胡思乱想，我们是叫有烦恼，我们在生气，我们好快乐。 知道自己在做什么是造。
Most of the time, for example, oh, I'm eating, and my mind is scattering all over the place. Oh, I'm really vexed and troublesome by something. I'm really, really angry. Oh, I'm happy. And most of the time, we know what we're doing. This is an illumination, but it's not practicing.
他把我答案讲成是不是修行
？Sorry, I gave the answer first.
是不是修行？
So this is not practicing.
因为我们自己知道痛苦，为什么不是修行呢？因为我们知道痛苦、不舒服、烦恼、高兴，但我们不知道怎么办。
Why in that state we are not practicing? Because I know I'm suffering and I'm uncomfortable and I'm in some sort of trouble and I'm happy. And I'm really excited, but I don't know what to do. So because all that, and I'm not practicing.
所以所谓修行呢，就是发觉这种现象的时候，你马上要终止它，并告诉自己，我不要跟着它走，这就叫默。
What is practice? So when you're in practice and when you're aware and this kind of situation arise, immediately stop it and then stop right away and then tell yourself, I'm not going to chase after those things. This is called silence.
因此默的功夫是对于所造的心境要默。
Therefore,silence is to practice and to silence on those situation things and phenomena. It's been illuminated, so it is called silence.
那默是对你所知、所觉、所想、所受身心的状况，不要再被它影响下去。这就是默其所造。
So silence is toward those things, be aware, to feel, to think, and those kind of body condition, and it's not being affected by that. It's to silence those illuminated.
所以因为默其所造，所以我们要倒过来讲默造，而不叫造默。
Because silence those illuminated condition, so we don't call illuminate silence, we call silent illumination.
所以造大家也很知道是觉造。
So this illumination is clearly aware.
心中知道自己的现在的状况是什么。
So this illumination is clearly know internally what's the mind is in what kind of state.
假如你连这个都不知道的话，你根本就没有在用造的功夫。
If you don't even know about what your currently mind is in what kind of state and you're not practicing illumination.
造是知道自己要做什么或在想什么，清楚的知道自己心里所产生的种种反应是怎么样。
Illumination is knowing self is doing what yourself is doing, what are you thinking, and then clearly know and what's all kind of reaction you have internally occurring is what.
那但是我们常常会发觉我们知道但我们控制不住，有时候你想的东西它不会出现，你不想的事情它就一直出现。
This is all called illumination, but sometimes we cannot control our mind. Sometimes we want to think of something and we can't even remember and can't think about it, but something I don't want to think about it and keep it popping up.
所以默的功夫呢，就是发现这些状况的时候马上切断它，这就是默。
So practicing silence is to know, to aware this kind of situation internally, immediately stop it and cut them off.
所以呢，我们知道世界的万法啊，万事，知道那个就是照。
We know there's a million things around us in this world. Clearly aware of them, that is illumination.
但我们的目的不是只有照，我们还要默照。
But our purpose is not only merely in the under illumination, but we want to do silence and illumination.
刚刚开始用方法的时候，我们只能够先默那个照。就是说我们知道清楚，那不被它影响。
In the beginning using this method, we have to start from silence that think those things are illuminated. This is our beginning entry point.
那等方法用的比较纯熟的时候，我们而且用的很成功的时候，默照就会同时。
When you practice and more smoothly and gain more power, and then it's a silent and illumination simultaneously.
啊，因为时间的关系，我再跳到下面哈，不跟着杂念、妄想、瞌睡走的话，那个就是默。
Because of our time consuming, and so I'm gonna go to the further. So if you're not following your wandering thoughts, your scattering thought, and fighting with your drowsiness, it is a silence.
你把你心用在方法上，那个是照。
And you focus your mind on the method, it's illumination.
你很清楚知道，那个就是照。
And clearly, and you are knowing that you focus your mind on the method, that is illumination.
那你很平稳安定，那个就是默。
Your mind is smooth and tranquil and subtle, that is silence.
那你的心不住在一个地方，一种现象，那个就是默。
Your mind is not abiding, not staying one particular phenomena, that is silence.
知道所有发生的现象正在发生中，那个是照。
Knowing all kind of phenomena is happening right now, and that is illumination.
所有的生灭的现象状况都知道，但不去执着它，那个是默。
Knowing all kind of condition arising, perishing, and it's not abiding them, and this is called silence.
各种现象发生的时候呢，你心不跟着波动，那个就是默。
And not follow, not abiding, and not affecting by all this kind of arising, perishing phenomena, and this is called silence.
那你并不能够说，我就像木头、石头一样，像死人那样，不是的。
That doesn't say, oh, I'm going to be like a stone and like a wood, like that person, and that is not the case.
我们是要知道任何个现象是正常人的都知道的，那个是照。
We're going to know all kind of phenomena happening around us, just like everybody else, every ordinary person will do. This is illumination.
所以知道任何的事情啊，可能会发生。但不会担心或者是烦恼，那个就是默。
Knowing all kind of things and phenomena and gonna occur, but not gonna to worry and to cause a vexation. This is a silence.
所以呢，在打坐中的时候呢，知道任何一个现象出现的时候，你不产生第二念，那个就是默照同时。
During the sitting meditation, clearly aware any kind of phenomena arising and also not arising the second thought because of that. That is a silent illumination simultaneously.
所以呢，当你在吃饭、在走路、在打坐、在睡觉、到上洗手间、打扫环境，每一件都是个事。
In a matter of fact, eating, walking, meditating, sleeping, going to the bathroom, cleaning environment. These are all kind of things.
所以呢，你千万不要把前一念发生的过的事情以及还没有发生的事情牵挂在身上，刚刚做的事情已经过了，可以有记忆，可以有牵挂。
And well, the things already happened. It never, that is a thought. That's a past thought. It never, take those past thoughts. And then whatever is going to happen, those future thoughts, and then entangle with yourself. Whatever happened is already happened. You can have a recollection, but you don't have to care and worry about.
那还没有发生的事情可以有计划，但不要有悬念，就是挂着那件事情。
For something and not happen, and you can have all sort of plan, but you don't have to, your mind and doesn't have to entangle on it and worry.
所以当你在打坐的时候，跟你用的方法不一样的，那个都是叫闲事。
So, while you were sitting in a sitting meditation, whatever things and nothing to do with your meditation, not in accordance with your meditation, they are all unimportant things.
所以当你在走路的时候就是走路，你不要在走路的时候想别的东西，那个别的东西就是闲事。
So when you're walking, you concentrate on walking and don't think about something else while you're walking. Those are things you were thinking about are something is not important.
所以要随时放下。
Therefore, you have to put it down immediately those thoughts arise.
发现心中有闲事，有事情，那个就是障。
Clearly aware and there's things arising in your mind that is illumination.
所以呢，不要讨厌它，不要管它，修习心中所有的事，这就是默。
Don't reject those things. Don't chase after those things and just let those things go. This is silence.
所以当你在打坐的时候，你在修默照的时候，你很清楚，没有杂念，没有妄想，只有方法，那你就正在修行默照。
So when you're in meditation, you clearly aware there's no wandering thought, there's no scattered thoughts, only has method. And then at that time, it's precisely you are practicing silent illumination together.
那现在跟大家介绍怎么样修默照的要领哈。第一个要先放松你的身心，放松非常的重要。
Now we're going to introduce how to practice, the key point, how to practice the silent illumination. First of all, you have to relax your body and mind. Relaxation is extremely important.
你要晓得你在打坐。
And knowing you are meditating.
那数息是一般我们用话头的入手。那默照一般都用随息，就是注意你呼吸的进出，在你鼻端的呼吸进出的感觉。
Counting the breath, the method of counting the breath and usually is the entry point of a 话头 practice. And following your breath is the practice, the entry point of silent illumination. So you'll enjoy the breath and in and out the tip of your nose, you aware those feelings.
刚刚是知道呼吸的进出，慢慢你心安定的时候，你就会很会享受呼吸进出的那个感觉。
First of all, you enjoy the breathing in and out the tip of your nose, and you enjoy that feeling. And when your mind and become more settled down, you will tell yourself, I'm sitting.
那心安定的时候， 就告诉说我的身体在打坐。
When your mind reach that subtle state and you're telling yourself, my body is meditating.
那注意到你自己身体在打坐是你一个方法啊，你要抓，因为我们一般打坐的时候，只要没有方法，你那个心里的念头就会很多。
And knowing my body is meditating is a method. If you don't use that method, and then and there's a thousand millions wandering thoughts and going through your mind.
那你注意你自己身体在打坐，不是只注意某一部分，好比我注意我某一个地方，不是，它是注意你身体全部啊。
And knowing your body is meditating is not focusing on particular part of your body, and it's knowing, the knowing is the knowing, the totality of your body is meditating.
所以你一有妄念的时候，你就要回过来，我知道我自己在打坐，这个就是照。
The moment the wandering thoughts arise and you go back to your method, my body is meditating. I'm clearly aware my body is meditating. This is illumination.
有时候你会被身体，好比某一个脚痛啊，某一部分影响，或者你会被心里的妄念带着走。那时候你自己又要提醒自己，我在打坐，我在打坐。
Sometimes your attention of a focus is and gonna be dragged by the leg pain. So you will particularly focus on that particular part of your body. So not specifically and to focus on that, and just know your body is meditating.
那不会被妄念，不会被腿痛影响，那你就是默照。在用默照的功夫了。
Not affecting by leg pain, not focus on any particular part of a body, not being dragged by your wandering thoughts. You clearly know your body is meditating, and that is precisely you're using silence and illumination at the same time.
那我不多细讲默照的方法啊，中。看得懂中文的就去找这本书，还有师父教默照禅里头讲的非常细，它还有一些次第啊。在这边呢，就是默照呢，它没有它的方法很简单啊。中国人发明的默照禅，它有根据，刚刚有大概提了一下，它是有般若学跟中观直观的演变出来的哈。
I'm not gonna talk in more detail. So if you can read Chinese and you can read these two books from 师父. Actually, silent illumination is a very simple method. It derived from the study of prajna and vipassana.
那次第部分呢，刚刚入手的时候你就一直强调要身体要放松，心情要放松。
Silent the staging, the practice stage sequence of a silent illumination, it starts to relax your body, and then next relax your mind.
还要体验呼吸。
Then experience your breath.
那在体验你身受心法，师父在这里面特别强调，因为那时候大家都学四念住，那师父就把四念住跟默照相同的地方在哪里，不同的地方跟大家介绍，所以我是鼓励大家有兴趣去看这本书。
And the next, you experience your body, sensation, your mind, and Dharma. At that time, and 师父 was teaching, 师父 was teaching, the method in accordance, to the other method. So, he tried to make a connection between these two methods.
师父强调莫照禅他没有次第的，他就是面对的任何一个现象呢，采取不要管他的态度，只要清楚自己在打坐莫照，一开始就不要管次第，你不要说、哦、我要怎么样，可师父还是教我们，因为让我们有下手处啊。
Even though we have a sequence of a practice, but silent illumination is really not talking about the sequence and just practice. But we need to talk about sequences so and you have an entry point for the practice.
那只要很清楚地知道自己的身体在打坐。
Only clearly knowing your body is meditating.
那呼吸也是身体的一部分，所以你不是刚刚有要体验呼吸吗？其实那个也是在观你的身体。
Breathing is also a part of a sensation of the body. So before we talk about it and to experience the breathing, this is also the same method of experiencing your body and knowing your body is meditating.
所以知道在打坐，有任何问题放下，不管它，这就是那么简单。莫照禅的方法就是那么简单。知道了不管它，知道了不管它，妄念来的时候就再提到我现在在打坐，就这样。
And knowing your body is meditating, and knowing and this wandering thought, and aware of, and then let go, knowing and then let go, and simple as that, this is a precisely practicing silent illumination at the same time.
我已经看有人在看钟了，到底什么时候讲坐禅真啊？现在就要讲了，再讲下去就有很多人要打瞌睡了。
So I see some people are watching the clock, and now we're going to talk about the verses. And so if I keep talking about what's silent illumination, everybody going to fall asleep.
好，我希望大家跟着一起念一下哈，就是二十句，中文先念中文，等会再念英文。
Please recite with me. We're going to start with in Chinese first.
好，我们大家佛佛要机，
祖
祖机要，不处事而知，
不
对缘而造。好 ，English.
The essential point of all the Buddhas, the critical essence of each and every patriarch.Without encountering things it knows, not opposing condition it illuminates.
不处事而知，其知自为；不对缘而造，其造自妙。
Without encountering things it knows,
its knowing is inherently subtle.
Not opposing conditions, it illumines. Its luminosity is naturally wondrous.
其知自为，成无分别之思，其造自妙。成无毫乎之造
Its knowing inherently subtle. It does not involve discriminating thoughts. Its illumining is naturally wondrous. Here are no signs whatsoever.
成无分别之思其知无偶而其，成无毫乎之造，其造无取而了。
Without discriminating thoughts, it knows without pairs, yet it is solitary. Without any sign of a haste, it illumines without any grasping,Yet it is still goes on knowing.
等一下哈，后面的两个字那个念什么？渺渺啊，我们大家一起念，不要等一下念叉叉。好，水清澈底兮，鱼行迟迟，空阔莫来兮，鸟飞渺渺。The water so clear,
transparent to the bottom, lay fishes have yet to appear.
The sky so vast, without boundaries, distant out of sight, the bird has left no trace. 好，刚刚要跟大家什么叫格句对啊？
So now I'm going to explain this every other couplet means.
Oops. 好，你看哈，佛佛药机跟祖祖机药，还有最后面的一行哈，是独立存在的，其他的话你可以知道，不处事而知，不对缘而造，它变成不处事而知，又在重复，它是隔一行，所以它是隔句对，就像我们对联，我们对联是一对一在中间横联嘛，那它这个不处事而知，所以真正算起来才14句，因为它就是重复，可你们就可以知道它那个句子的用法啊，字的很简洁啊，可以知道弘治正学中文的造诣真的是很高啊，可以看得出来吗哈，不对缘而造，其造之妙，那你看其造之妙又成无毫夫之造，他又跳到第六，这样可以看得到吗？看得到吗？可以哈，好，这样格句对就是好。
So, you can see, what's, the meaning of every other couplet. I know, the printing is small, but just try to follow the number. The first sentence, the essential point of, all the Buddhas and the critical essence of each, every patriarch. The first sentence is independent. And then afterwards, without encountering things, it knows, and it's kind of repeating. But, a lot of time you see couplet, it's, a pair of successive lines or verses. But this is like a skip a line and then repeat, skip a line and then, and follow its repetition. Skip a line and follow its repetition. So you can see, once and skip a line and to go repeat again. Two and skip a line and repeat again. And this is the style of this genre. And this is the style of writing this verses, so called every other couplet.
所以呢，我们只要把那个格句的拿掉的话，就很简单。不处事而知，其知自为；成无分别之思，其知无偶而其。那不对缘呢，就是其造自妙；成无毫夫之造，其造无取而了。其实就是主要的。讲这两句啊，不处事而知，不对缘而造。
So, this whole verse is a 20 sentence, and so if you take out all the repetition, it's only 14 sentence. And, it comes to, the essential point of all Buddhas, the critical essence of each every patriarch. Without encountering things, it knows not opposing a condition, it illuminates. Its knowing is inherently subtle. Its luminosity is naturally wondrous. And its knowing, it does not have a discriminating thoughts. He has no sign whatsoever. And without discriminating thought, it knows without pairs, and yet, it is solitary. So, it's only, if you take out the repetition, it's only 14 sentences. So you can tell, Master Hongzhi Zhenjue, and, he actually simplified, this verses, and you can tell he's very paying a lot of attention writing into this verses.
我们现在往前头看啊。好，佛佛要集啊，这边的佛佛就是三十诸佛。
Okay, so now we're going to look at this verse in detail. And the Buddha is the Buddha of the past, present, and future in the three period of time.
那还有十方所有的佛。
And also the Buddha of the ten directions.
那要呢就是重要，机就是机关。
And the essential point and is the fundamental key point and the pivotal point.
我忘了讲一个最重要的，坐禅真啊，坐禅真，真是什么意思？
So I forgot to mention about one key thing, admonition. What is admonition?
真呢，以前我们竹子啊，削成很薄很薄，像针灸那个针，是可以去治我们的病的。
This admonition in Chinese word is the pronunciation is 针 is like a needle, and in the ancient time, and they shredded bamboo, it's become very very thin like a needle, and so using those bamboo needle for acupuncture.
那在这边的真呢，就是对一个坐禅人的一个忠告。
In here, this 真 and this admonition is the advice and giving to a meditation practitioner.
那叫金玉良言。
It's also the counsel for meditation.
那英文一看那个字已经解释得很清楚啊，中文的话还要再翻译一下。那佛佛要机刚刚已经讲了，佛佛两个字它主要就是三世诸佛，十方一切诸佛，要就是它的要领，它重要的机关。
For essential point,So we already explain it, and it's a very key point and fundamental point, and also it's a pivotal point.
那佛他们已经得到这些重要的机关了。
All the Buddhas already gained those fundamental and key points.
那重要的机关是什么呢？就是清净的本心跟涅槃的妙性，就是其实就是等于是我们开悟的一种要讲的东西。
What is this pivotal point? This important fundamental point is the pure original mind and is the wondrous nature of Nirvana.
那祖师们机要。就他这些机关要领，他还要过重重的关才能够拿到。那佛呢，他们都已经拿到了，已经得到这些机关了。
What are those critical essence of a patriarch? Patriarch and they have to going through multiple layers and layers and practice and enlightenment states to gain those.Essential essence. And on the other hand, all the Buddhas already have those intriguing points and all those fundamental key points.
那他们虽然经过，因为禅宗强调的明心见性啊，它不是一下子，它是有大悟有小悟，层层的悟境啊，在成佛的过程中有很重要的机关要打开。
Because in the Chan practice, and it emphasizes the enlightenment of mind and seeing the nature, and it's a gradual practice and going through layer or layers and a gateway, and to open the layers of gateway, and then and open those doors to gain enlightenment from the small enlightenment and big enlightenment.
那用什么办法去打开呢？
What is the method to open all these doors?
就是用默照。
That is precisely using the silent illumination method.
那师父在这边用一个形容啊，就是阴电跟阳电一接触的时候就会打雷跟闪光啊。祖师们呢已经有这些闪光的经验啊，小物就是可以看到一点点，大物就看到很多啊，而且维持的久啊，它能够接触到刚刚我讲的清净的本心跟涅槃的妙性啊，这个就是开悟的实际的一个东西啊。
And 师父 use an example here. The example is negative electricity and positive electricity. The moment it touch each other, and you will have some sparks. And patriarch and already know how to get in touch and contact the mind and nature, and has a little sparks in here and there. So that the moment they touch that, it's gonna get enlightened.And that it will, when the time and it's in the right moment, it's going to be enlightened.
那怎么样那个过程现在就要开始讲了，不触视而知，不对缘而造。
What is the process to get there? Now we're going to talk about. And that is without encountering things, it knows. Not opposing conditions, it illumines.
那什么是事呢？
What is the things?
这就是跟心经里面有讲的，我们有六事，对不对？跟外面的境相接的，这就是相对的境界，就是叫有事。
What is things?And in the Heart Sutra, we talk about we have a sixth sense organ, interact with the environment outside. And all these interactions is called things.
所以呢，心里没有事的时候，也是算事的一种，无事也是事啊。
If you talk about, oh, you know, and there's nothing, you know, there and this and that, that's also, this is something there because it's nothing.
就像有念我们很清楚，无念其实也是一种执着，真正讲起来的话。
We know if we have some thoughts, it's abiding. And we say when we have no thoughts, that's also is abiding.
所以不触有事，这个触就是碰到接触到啊，有事也不触没有事。
Not encounter things, not encounter no things.
后面有个知的原因就是在这里，并不是说没有事你不碰到，没有事你就是什么像死去的人什么样都不知道。
So this knowing is knowing not encounter things, not encounter no things. It's clearly aware of this condition, this situation, and to clearly knows. It's not like a ignorant people or a dead people and don't know anything.
所以不触视这个是默。
Therefore, not encounter things, it's silence.
那知呢就是照。
Knowing clearly aware, it's illumination.
那不对缘的那个缘呢，要怎么解释呢？
And condition, how are we going to explain and condition? What is conditions?
就是内心跟外面的境界，那个就是缘。
condition is internal state and then external state.
那假如外境大家对内里头的内境界知道自己心里面的一个思想像回忆啊像记忆啊像猜测啊像思考这些就是内心的境界。
What's internal state? It's your thinking, your recollection, your memory, your guess, your analyzing, your thoughts. This is all internal states.
那外境界就是身外的境界跟我们心里面产生的一些心理现象，这个是外境界。
External state is your body and in contact with environment and arising all kind of internal psychological phenomena. That's external state.
那不对缘而造呢？不对缘呢，就是你不对你的内境，也不对你的外境，但是很清清楚楚的知道。
Not opposing condition means it's not opposing the internal state and then not opposing the external state and clearly know all kind of state and very clear, very lucid.
那师父在这边用一个例子我觉得非常好就是像镜子一样镜子本身没有想要照什么但是在镜子前面出现的任何一个东西它就是会被照到到被照到镜中啊，所以这边呢心就像一个镜子有照的功能但没有对外对内一切的现象有执着跟分别所以这个是不对缘而照
In here 师父 use a very good example mirror It's just like a mirror. Mirror itself and doesn't want to reflect anything. But whatever anything appear in front of mirror, it all can be reflect in the mirror. So here it means our mind is like a mirror and has a function of illumination. But, and there is nothing toward internal and external all kind of phenomena and to have any discrimination and distinguish and thoughts. So this is called not opposing condition, it illumines.
所以不对缘是末。
Therefore, and not opposing conditions is silence.
而照当然就很清楚，那个就是照。
And therefore, illumines, and of course, and this illumination is very clearly.
假如我们能够不触视而知，不对缘而照，就是莫照同时。
So if we can clearly and knows without encounter things, it knows not opposing condition, it illuminates and very clearly, and that means silent illumination occurring at the same time.
那所以不触视而知呢，其知自为。
Without encountering things, it knows. It's knowing. It's inherently subtle.
因为不触视，因为默，所以呢，照的功能就很强。
Because not encountering things, that is silence. Therefore, the function of illumination is very strong, very powerful.
那在这边跟大家再讲，只要跟不触视而知，他就用知，所以他用其知自为；不对缘而照，用照，所以其照自妙。
So here is so when they say in this verses it will say not encountering things it knows we emphasize on the knows it's inherently is the knowing is inherently subtle and it's also is knowing this knowing are all it all means illumination.
那微呢就是很细微，因为不触视是默。所以他的照的功夫呢就很细微。
Here we're talking about subtleness because the function of illumination is very subtle. So because it's silence, and so the function is very subtle.
那师父这边的一个形容啊，当我们用眼睛去肉眼去看风景的时候呢，我们不可能把每一点每一个人，甚至他的眉毛啊、汗毛都在我们的视线中。
师父 use an example here. When we use our bare eyes to see scenery, so we try to stretch as far as we can get, but we cannot possible to see every single point, every person, and down to the last detail of eyebrows and hair is all within our, the area of a focus. Why is that?
为什么是这样呢？就是因为我们肉眼很比较迟钝。第二个呢，就是我们自己有分别心，我们会挑，假如是喜欢人家发型的，就对他发型就很清楚，喜欢别种就对别种很清楚，对其他就没看到。
Why we cannot use our bare eyes to see every single minute detail? First of all, because our eyes, the organ itself, is very dulled. And the second is our mind has a distinguished mind and discrimination mind. Well, we only focus something we are interested. Oh, you like this person's hairstyle and you will focus on this person's hair. So whatever you have no interest in, you just skip it and you're not going to even bother to look.
师父这边就用，假如我们用高性能，现在是用 digital 的哈的照相，一照的时候什么东西都在里头啊。
So if we use a state-of-the-art digital camera and then take a snapshot, and we can encompassing everything.
所以师父说，当我们心啊没有主观的自我的时候呢，才能够接触到我们刚刚讲的明心见性的佛性。
And therefore, when our mind is no subject self, and then we can get in touch with this enlightened state of mind, and then this wondrous nature, that is the Buddha nature.
我们从现象的本身，我们是看不到佛性的，但是你对现象不起执着、不分别的时候，你就可以看到佛性。所谓佛性，这边就是我刚刚一直强调清净的本心及涅槃的妙性，这个就是这边讲的微，那个细微看到那么细。
From the phenomena itself, and we cannot see the Buddha nature, and only toward all the phenomena not arising, abiding, and clinging thoughts.And then we can see the Buddha nature. This Buddha nature, I've been emphasized a few times, is the pure original mind and the wondrous nature of Nirvana. This is, means the subtleness.
那其照之妙跟其知之微很类似，就是说因为不对缘是末，而照是照，那其照的时候就是跟刚刚那个很类似，所以你可以照到很妙的地方。
Its illuminosity is naturally wondrous. It's very similar to its knowing. It's inherently subtle, and because you're in the silence, you're not encounter things. You know more.And then when illuminates is not clinging on anything, so the illuminosity is very thorough and it's very deep.
所以呢，它这边的妙跟微妙就很微妙，因为它对事不攀缘，所以照得更透彻、更深入。
This wondrous is when doing illumination, it's not clinging on anything and not abiding in anything. That's why the luminosity is very thorough, clear.
那其知自为成无分别之时。
And next, its knowing is inherently subtle. It does not involve discriminating thoughts.
那这个是讲默照的功能啊，因为没有一点点分别的念头，才能够将我们刚刚在讲清净的本心跟涅槃的妙性啊，就是佛性体验的那么清楚。
This is talking about the function of a silent illumination, because it's not even hint of discriminating thoughts. Therefore, and can experience the Buddha nature. That is the one we talk about, the pure original mind and the wondrous nature of Nirvana, and we can experience that clearly.
那这边毫乎啊。就是一丝一毫，照就是预照那个照啊，它是一个现象，一个痕迹啊。就是说，因为有照，它是非常微妙的，它的一丝一毫啊的现象，好像都没有发生过。听得懂吗？
Its illumining is naturally wondrous. He has no signs whatsoever. And the sign is a trace. Because during illumination, the Buddha nature is very thorough. That is subtle and wondrous. Not even one hint of phenomena and ever occur. So that's why it is no sign, there's no trace.
所以我们常常讲心心相印，其实就是佛性的，因为他也没有办法讲给别人听，只要你有经验的才知道。
So therefore, between a patriarch or a master and disciple, and their minds in accordance to each other, it's only the situation and phenomena occurring between those two. And you cannot explain to other people. Other people and won't be able to understand. So, it's really called no sign whatsoever.
所以佛他说他讲了49年的法，他没有讲一法，就是因为他没有东西放在他心里，没有挂碍啊。
Therefore, Buddha said, even though I have been teaching Dharma for 49 years, but I have not taught any Dharma. What does that mean? Because he doesn't retain any Dharma in his mind, and that's why it means no signs whatsoever.
佛性就是这个，刚刚我们讲的涅槃的妙性，也是绝对的空性。
Buddha nature is precisely this wondrous nature of a Nirvana, and it also is this absolute emptiness.
那下面的这两句是连上面过来，就是说，因为没默照同时的时候，没有分别的念头，所以呢，可以。其之无偶而其啊，就是我们偶数其数，就是世间法是两个的嘛，啊，有对有错，有善有不善，这个没有两个的现象啊。
The next, what without discriminating thoughts, it knows without pairs, yet it is solitary. This is continued from the previous.And talking about silent illumination. There's no thought of a discrimination. And in the mind, there's no dualism. And here, we talk about pair. Pair is like, there's a one, there's a two, there's a black, there's a white. And this is a dualism. And so, because there's a dualism, we have a discrimination. We have a distinguished thought. So in here, we say there's no discrimination.There's no discriminating thoughts. It knows without pairs. So that's why it is solitary.
那这边呢，师父特别提到，当我们在默照的时候呢，不会说它是两个杯子，只会很清楚的知道有个东西在哪里。连你会说这个是不是杯子，他都不会知道有东西在哪里。 不会说不知道有东西，可是他不会给他一个名称说，啊，这个是杯子，这个是椅子，他不会，他知道有东西在。
For example, and Sifu is saying here, and when you are practicing silent illumination, you know this is two cups there, but you won't say there's two cups, and you clearly know there's something there, and also you know there's some chairs there, and you will not distinguish how many chairs are there, you just know something there.
那它主要的目的就是不要引起要多少有还是没有的这些，以在你修末照的时候，这些都叫烦恼，很细微的烦恼。
The main purpose is not distinguish one cup and two cup and one chair, two chair. It means you are not going to abide in how many. And it is a lot and this is a little. And to abide in this kind of very subtle vexation.
这就是要知道但不执着。对有些人的讲，说我当然还要知道有名字啊，这是男人，这个是女人，这是东方人，这是西方人。别人问我这个人是谁的，我要很清楚的知道他是男人、女人、东方人、西方人。但对正在用功的人来讲，就不需要这些，要还要分男人、女人，知道有个人在那边。
And all the cups and then the chair is merely a name, a terminology.But to other people, it still needs some names. Like there's a man, there's a woman, there's Asian, there's a Westerner. When people ask me, who are those people? I clearly know these are men, these are women, these are Asian, this is Westerner. But toward those people engaging a practice and they really don't need to know and to arise a discrimination mind.
有分别心的时候，有执着心的时候，这就是不平等的。
Having discriminating mind, having an abiding mind, and this is a not equality. This is not equanimity.
假如有这些差别心，就看不到佛性。
If we have this discrimination mind, and we won't be able to see the Buddha nature.
所以下一个，成无毫乎之照，其照无取而了。
Next, without any sign of a haste, it illumines without any grasping, yet it is still goes on knowing.
因为没有现象，没有痕迹，你就没有要无取，就是没有什么地方可以抓取的，也没有什么要舍的。
Because there's no phenomena, there's no trace, and there's no trace to grasping, and there's also there's nothing you want it, and nothing you try to give it away, give up, and relinquish.
那可能有的人就问，那到底我们可不可以喝茶、喝咖啡啊？可不可以睡觉、吃饭呢？
Some people may have this question. And then, should we drink tea, sleeping, and then eat?
那生活的需要品当然还是要做的，生活中各式各样的事情你还是要做。
Of course, these are necessity of a life. Of course, you need to do. And whatever things you need to do in your life, and you still have to do it.
所以呢，要还是要，做还是要做，但是重要的在这里，心中不留善不善等等的思量分别想。
Of course, whatever the necessity in your life, and you still need it. Whatever things you need to do in your life, you still have to do. But in your mind, you're not keeping any good or bad, all kind of consideration about things.
那而了呢？这个了字呢，就是事情照样的做，但是不留下一点痕迹，谁使得了了？
And this the last Chinese war Liao, it's like a given up, and then because there's no grasping, and so and there's nothing to give up, and whatever you can do and whatever you need to do, you still have to do. But after you finish, you can just let it go. You can just let it be. You can just let them go.
那这句水清澈底兮鱼形迟迟，师父的意境真的很高。别的地方你看到的鱼形迟迟，他说在很清澈的水里面看到鱼在那边游，可是师父的解释不是这样。
And the last sentence and the first two, the water is so clear, transparent to the bottom. Lay fish have yet to appear. And this is really in talking about the enlightenment state of a silent illumination. And 师父's enlightenment state, it's very, to explain this, it's very, very high. And then people usually don't explain this way. So, 你有讲水清澈吗? Okay, okay. And, the water is so clear. And that the matter of fact, you can't even see the water. And there's no even water there. 鱼形迟迟没有讲
吗？鱼，我讲鱼形迟迟。
OK,、啊、and then the fish.
没关系。
OK,
你讲。OK, 好。那这四句呢，主要是讲有水、有鱼、有天空、有鸟，它是形容莫造的物境。
And this This is the sentence and talking about there's a water, there's a fish, and there's a sky, and there's a bird. And this is all talking about the enlightenment state.
那这边水清澈底兮，事实上刚刚英文已经翻译啊，实际上是看不到有水的，也就是说根本没有水。鱼形迟迟呢，它并不是说鱼游得很慢，而是在时间上等待，是一直都没有看到鱼游出来。
The water is so clear, transparent to the bottom. And the matter of fact, and I will talk about before, and you can't even see the water, and you can see that there's not even water there. And the lay fishes have yet to appear. And, it's not talking about the fishes swim extremely, extremely slow. And, we were waiting and waiting and waiting and still don't see the fish coming out.
空阔莫矮兮，既然莫矮就是没有边际啊。所以既然是通十方的，所以呢根本就没有空间，就是因为太大了。根本就没有边际啊，所以空间是不存在的。
The sky is so vast without any boundaries. It's talking about this limitless space. Since it is without boundary, this space doesn't even exist.
所以呢，鸟是不是存在呢？鸟飞过去的时候就没有痕迹啊。既无空间也无飞鸟，所以这首诗主要是描写时间空间都那么的宁静，当然这时候没有自我的中心，鱼水鸟空都是相对的静，也就是说莫造同时。
And the last is the distant out of sight, the bird have left no trace. Excuse me.Because the sky is so vast and does not even there's no space, there's no bird. It's really talking about, and in the time, in the space, it's all serene, all tranquil. This is no self-centered abiding. This fish, water, bird, and space is this opposing, conditions, opposing states. It's a state, it's a silent and illumination at the same time.
那我很喜欢师父的标的这个坐禅针，青山不爱白云飞，东西在那边，但是我们一起在这个空间，不排除你，你也不排除我。我觉得那个名字标这个标题真的很棒。
And I really like and the title of a Shifu giving. And the green mountain is not gonna stop the white cloud flying. And we all existing in this environment. We don't bother each other. We all exist in this environment.
因为时间的关系呢，后面的结语呢，等1月4号再跟大家做结语。
Because we're running out of time, and the final closing comment, you'll have to wait until January 4th and then come back to listen.